Yes, some, not
a lot in detail.
There wasn't much to it.
That's why you didn't fill them in, wasn't it? God damn thing, ever saw a waste of time. You just put it in for purposes of cosmetics, I guess. You didn't raise convertibility. I raised money supply. What else?
Oh, you want to bitch about the budget, and it wasn't.
It's about the budget. I said, well, Arthur, I reminded him that he bitched the other way before.
Well,
I heard you stuck a toy on the value add, and I said, Arthur.
Arthur, that's curious. I was what you recommended, but I remember the purpose.
Oh, Mr. President, that was for a different purpose.
I wanted the purpose. Well, anyway, I did a lot of letting go.
We were pushing very hard to get this spending up. We had a disappointing month in defense. In January, they only spent $5.8 billion, which is still below the $6 billion level. They're going to have to get up to $7 billion in the next 5 months per month. And we're continuing to pressure.
What's their honor? Why can't they do it? Is it just...
I don't know, but they're meeting with their assistant secretaries and their comptroller people, and they've gotten a message.
On the convertibility thing, they said it was not raised, but I do meet with Conley. You can say that I reiterated to you my total lack of opposition to a return of convertibility, and that they say that Arthur has not raised it, but you will watch it, and Conley sees things.
He asked me whether Arthur had raised it.
Yeah.
And I said no, that he hadn't. And he said, well, you know, he's out in the underbrush. I know it. It's interesting he didn't raise it with the president.
Well, there's a letter that I drafted hoping you might sign it to Arnie Weber, thanking him for all his good work.
Sure.
So on. And I don't know whether it probably hasn't come in. But it might help in working with Arnie if I could get a hold of that letter and get it in here before you leave.
Alex, I say Alex.
Tell Alex you have been buttered you over to get that letter out before tonight. Sure, it's done. Anything like that, just get it done.
We'd probably better get in with our black friends and Kevin.
Yeah, you can't do anything. Well, the main thing here is to, you watch this wage, you give us and keep running under control. Have in mind the fact that we all know what we want to do, and yet it's very potent political issue in terms of people wanting controls. Now, I noticed, for example, Cap Weinberger's memorandum where he said that in California there were no worries and questions about I think that was in the most interesting times of the country, but particularly about the meat price business. Now, what have we done? Anything on that since we
talked? Yes, sir. I might say there's a decision paper in the U on expanding imports.
Right.
Whitaker told me just a few months ago to say to you that he may be able to strike a bargain at under 1,300. In other words, we may be able to let in less than the 1,300 and still keep the cattle growers and everybody happy. And he and Butts are working on some kind of a settlement that'll keep our politics neat. So if you'll approve the 1,300 as a top figure, then he said, frankly, he doesn't think it's going to show up very much in the prices. But it's a good story from the standpoint of the administration doing everything it can. And it's something Butts now agrees to, and they'll get the best bargain they can with all the political elements.
Well, or housewives.
Yeah, but the cattle growers are the fellows that
support us.
support us, and this is important. I've been hearing from some of the people, some of the cattle growers. John's been hearing, and Butts has been hearing. Everybody's getting a lot of static.
Which way do they want to go?
Well, they're of course awfully antsy about imports, and they've been on Connolly and they've been on Mitchell, and so we've been hearing about it. And so John's trying to work this out so that everybody agrees. We'll catch a little hell, but not much, and it'll be kind of a token of that. And we can start the bargain. Now, that's one thing we can do that's cosmetic. It has visibility.
Yeah.
It is an answer when housewives say, "What are you doing?" We're letting you get. And
what else have you done? We know how to get farm prices down if we want to. It's just this whole structure.
Farm prices, of course.
Yeah, but our problem food is that we don't want it. And so I think that we've got to. Keep our prices up, but don't be so proud of it.
Okay. He's got to worry about it. I got it. He's now got
the union.
Yes, sir. Middleman. I'm sorry.
Right.
He was on television last night, working on the costs of the middleman and wage costs and processing and that kind of stuff. And so he's now on the new line, and he will lay off the other.
It's one of those things. It'll pass. It's a question of. What issue we're going to, I will next for the time. Primary needs. Across the board.
It's food generally. Fish is enormously high right now.
I'll be down. What's the reason for it, Charlie? What's the reason? I don't know. Of course, we have made it hard to eat lots of fish, like tuna fish.
Consumerism business.
The combination of consumerism and environmentalism is really becoming a big problem. I know Maury Sands has talked about that a lot. He's right.
Yeah.
It's a bad issue.
They're about to go after saccharin.
For God's sakes. What do they want to do? Got heart attacks?
Their mice keep getting sick.
Well, it's a very exciting venture that you're going on. So I wish you everything will be fine.
We hope that all of you here, as I said, knock off the 7:30 meetings.
You go to Camp Dave.
You get your rest. That's the important thing.
Well, I don't afraid we'll get much, but the main thing is that you fellows watch this and be sure to, as I said, with Connolly, remember the sensitivity there. Just be sure he knows it. You want to do everything we can to back them up and do here. May I tell Don Bluebell that you've asked me to be a little more active in this? After all, he's got to be in this independent role, but you've got to not only be more active, but you're going to look at it as an economist in addition to his. He's not an economist.
I'll talk to him about it.
He's a political man. Well, you and George are getting on the end. I should have talked to him myself, but he's going to get around to it.
Well, he's been gone this week.
Yeah, I know. We tried to get him right away. But why don't you get him in? As a matter of fact, I think that, of course, Connolly's going to Texas tomorrow, isn't he? Tomorrow or Friday. And if you could get Rumsfeld or Connolly got the time, if you could pull, maybe Connolly could get that group in. Not a large group. Pull them in with Rumsfeld and talk this thing out. And I think Connolly probably doesn't want to have to screw the cattle growers.
That's right.
But on the other hand, he recognizes the problem with the food prices, right? And
he's in on Whitaker's deal.
And on the other hand, with regard to the unions, he wants to bat them over the head. And we are getting along very well with the construction
union. Yeah.
They love that meeting they have with you. They have a very high regard for you. They're important to us, too. I don't want to bat them over the head. I think I realize it politically, though, but politically it helps in terms of the elitist audience that you were before. But when you come right down to it in terms of politics, many of those people will vote for other reasons. You see my point? They will be moved by others. The union guy
Steve Beckel has been working with him. He has a variety of ideas about things to do.
Good luck.
Good luck to you, sir.
Good luck to you. What was he in the morning for, Lee?
Thank you.